Good evening, everyone. This is Sandy Williams, and I want to welcome you to a Wealth of Women broadcast. The past week has been a very special week. We know we celebrated Martin Luther King, and many of us participated in wonderful events around the city and, of course, around the country to commemorate his great work and his vision for our people, African Americans, just all over the United States. So, and we, in A Wealth of Women, you know that we do all that we can do to encourage women who are 50 and over to live their best life and become all God created them to be, using your talents and your gifts to bless your life and the lives of others. And this week, as we celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King, and Sunday past was actually Justice Sunday, I began to meditate on the word justice since I heard it earlier in the week and as the day was approaching, just primarily because the world had deemed Sunday, January 17th, as Justice Sunday. And I was just curious, how do we align that life with the life we live in 2016? Or align the word justice with who we are today? Then I had an experience. This past Friday, one of my best friend's mother died, and I attended the funeral. Now, just a bit of background, this family is very, very, very rich. My girlfriend's son attended school with Princess Diana and Prince Charles' son in England. That just gives you a scope of the volume of wealth they have. Her mother actually founded a foundation in Philadelphia that gives millions to people in need. Her mom was a true philanthropist, a giver, and she stood up for justice for those who were less fortunate. She really believed all men are created equal. As a matter of fact, she never allowed you to compliment her or say, thanks for a great job. She kind of waved it off because she never wanted to be the center of attention. So I arrived at the funeral of this great lady, valeted my car like everyone else did, was dressed impeccably like everyone else was. After all, it was expected it would be a grand affair with very wealthy people. I was greeted at the door by my girlfriend. We embraced, we talked, we hugged, and then I proceeded to enter the reception where splendid hors d'oeuvres were being served before the service. There probably were about 600 people present, and out of the 600, there were five African Americans. I stood on the line to sign the guest book, and on that line, I was probably number 21 of about 30 people who were waiting on the line. A lady approached me and asked if I were one of the visiting angels. Well, first of all, I had no idea who the visiting angels were. The name was certainly nice, but I wasn't one of them. I found out later that visiting angels were caretakers or nurses. Politely, I responded, no. I then walked to the hors d'oeuvres, and another lady approached me and asked, was I one of the ladies that took care of the deceased? Again, my polite response was no. I moved toward the reception, and the guards, with hesitation, let me in. I had to ask for a program, while others were handed them freely. And while everyone else seemed to be directed to seating, I noticed I had to find a seat for myself. Now, there is a caveat. Like everyone I shared this story with in the past 48 hours, all assume the people who asked ridiculous questions, hesitated to let me in, did not offer a program, and allowed me to scramble for my seat were white. No, all of them were black, African American. Not one of them were white. Not one. Justice. How is it that some of us say we shall overcome, but allow our minds to dwell in the place of limited thinking? How can we as a people overcome when some of us are still trapped in our own mind? How can we live our passion when we are hung up in the past and really don't believe that we can be whomever God says we can be? So then, this evening, if there is such a thing as a topic we want to pursue, we want to talk about justice, living your dream, but first overcoming the insecurities and the inadequate thoughts in our own minds. For firstly, let me say, know this, that he has come that we may have life and have it more abundantly. The word does not say it depends on the color of your skin, where you were raised, who your parents are, the fact that you have or don't have a higher level degree. Now, even if the Declaration of Independence did or did not say we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, you still have God's standard. He came, died, and rose again for us. So break free of the fear that limits us to know that some of us, right, have broken the shield, broken the wall, risen to positions all over this country and all over the world, and standing in the place that God wants us to be. Many of us have broken the chains. More will, but the position of freedom, justice, is available to all of us, not to a limited few. If by any chance you have assumed a black person was anything but wealthy, a CEO, a president, a successful business owner, a leader, stop it. No more judging a book by its cover. Now, because we as an organization, we like to present things that are practical and give you practical tips and strategies to walk away with, and we are intentional about our message, let me share some things you can do on a daily basis. Number one, slow down. Think before you act. Or think before you say. Give your mind a chance to catch up with the desires of your heart. When we slow down and give ourselves the chance to really analyze, we tap into the voice of the Holy Spirit, who will deliver back to you the best version of yourselves. We can begin to look at others and see the very, very best they can be, or better yet, the very, very best you can be or I can be. It struck me the reason why the people who I interacted with felt that way or felt it was okay to act that way and ask those kind of questions is because they think that way about themselves. As a man thinketh, so it is. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. If you judge people on the basis of their skin, outside appearance, their language, their living, their car, etc., if you talk about a person's living conditions, clothing, or the way they smell, you still need a justice mind break. You never know when you are entertaining an angel. Maybe the lady was right. I could have been a visiting angel. Number two, change your story. We tell ourselves stories about who we are, what we are capable of, and what we deserve. If we can just stop and identify the self-limiting stories that swirl around in our heads, catch those moments when we speak things about ourselves that bring death to our spirit, we will be able to write a new story that is grounded in confidence and courage, and then begin to map out strategies that move us from great to greater. All because we recall the word of God, reminding us we will prosper and be in health, even as our souls prosper. You are here, my sister, at such a time as this. You are here for a reason. No one has your unique blend of talent, wisdom, strength, skills, and creativity. God wonderfully designed and made you. Characteristics just embedded in you, for you. You have something great to offer. And learning to accept and own what makes you special and unique is crucial to sharing your gift with the world. Others must see this. They must see this in you. They must hear this from you, because then they will ask the questions. So that way the Holy Spirit will quicken and they will come to know our Lord, our Savior, and our King. Number two, cultivate confidence. Make a vision board with the heading, "What God Says About Me." Post it in obvious places where you see it every day. Visualize yourself walking in goodness and walking in mercy. And when you pass an African American in the street, say in your spirit as she or he passes by, he must be a king or she must be a queen. Speak life into our people so we will rise, not just one of us, but all of us. You know, if it were not for the Lord and remembering all that he has done for me, I could have easily been crushed by the actions of my own people. But God has spoken, and let the church say, amen. Number three, make a point of applauding your sisters and brothers when they do things. Stop finding fault with the wrong and applaud the right. When we don't encourage others, the mirror shines back on us, because what is really happening is we are simply projecting our own insecurities and irritation onto others. We fail to see what the other person is doing right because we're busy judging what we think they're doing wrong. A suggestion: water the flowers of your sisters so that they will grow. If your sister is having an event, show up. If she's hosting a conference call, get on the call and be a true encourager. You really are, without knowing, encouraging yourself. It would have been so nice, as I reflect and think about my experience at the funeral, and it would have been so soothing to my spirit if one of the African Americans there had walked up and said, "My sister, you look beautiful. So proud of whatever you have done to get to this place." The fact of the matter is, I may not have done anything, but a positive pronouncement would have lifted my head. Number four, keep yourself occupied and avoid boredom. Almost everyone gets bored sometimes. I mean, dull or tedious work can aggravate even the hardest of us workers, right? The most diligent workers. You know, we all have times when we get bored. However, an excess of participating in activities that cause boredom can contribute to you not feeling the greatest about yourself. When you feel the onset of this type of boredom, take a break to refresh your mind with a hobby, a conversation with a good friend or someone you love. Go take a walk, do some kind of exercise, and better yet, read the Psalms. Every time I randomly pick up a psalm to read, my spirit is lifted. These methods can boost your mood and can make you to return to knowing and believing that life is good. You have a choice. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. God has always taken care of you. Check your past. The evidence is there. One thing to keep in mind is that if you are experiencing the contrary thinking that leads to boredom, that calls you not to feel the best about yourself, or work at maximum capacity, be effective in what you do, it is directly related to your state of mind. Break free of the circumstances that you know don't cause joy and cause you not to feel good about yourself. Go see the mind fixer and the mind regulator. Justice. Did Martin Luther King's message slip by you this week? Free your mind so you can live your passion. Martin Luther King said, "Free at last." We are free, but just saying it is not enough. You must believe it. So, this evening, my sisters, Rather than decree a blessing on you this evening as we always do, I choose to let the words of Martin Luther King do it for me. So Martin Luther King, with all his power and anointing, said, "If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep it moving forward." And I will add, whatever you do, do it to the honor and the glory of the Lord. Be blessed, my sisters, and be at peace. And we'll talk to you next week.